Many students don't see the need to do well in math. When am I going to use this anyway? You may be saying that very thing to yourself. Or you may be thinking, I'm not good at math, so I don't need to concentrate on math. I'll concentrate on something else. I can't think of one profession that doesn't use math in some way. Artists use the rule of thirds to draw the human face and perspectives. The symmetry found in nature, a spider's web, a seashell, a snowflake, all can be represented mathematically. Getting good at billiards is about angles and calculating force. A chef will tell you that baking is about knowing chemical reactions and measuring ingredients. While you might try to pick who will meet at the World Series based on team colors or jerseys or mascots, the movie Moneyball illustrates that knowing the numbers, statistics, and playing the odds is where the real magic lives. Speaking of playing the odds, knowing probability can help you beat the house in Vegas or even win the lottery, or at least not lose your money. What great jazz musician wasn't made better by learning and mastering the mathematical theory behind the notes and scales they play. I could go on and give hundreds more examples. Music video editors, roller coaster designers, playwrights. Mathematics plays a role in all these professions. Math is unavoidable in our everyday lives. Taking the time to become familiar with the different aspects of math and embrace learning math will make your life easier in the long run. You want to get good at math, if for no other reason than to make sure that your accountant doesn't steal you blind when you become rich and famous.